Yeah, over the weekend, we obviously picked up quite a lot of incidents as the water started to come in, and we had about 70 incidents over the weekend, but it's calmed off a bit now. Our main activities down the Botley Road, where we're assisting with Oxford City Council just to make sure that we can keep the water off the road and keep it flowing.
So I was down there actually on the Botley Road yesterday, and I saw your guys, they were pumping from the road into the allotments. But where was the water coming from? Because the road actually seemed quite clear.
Yeah, what you've got water that's almost the level across the Thames in that area is, because you've got the Botley Road, it undulates, doesn't it, as it goes into town. And in the low points, so you've got by McDonald's at the junction at one end, and then you've got sort of Bridge Street at the other, and then Bull Stake Close, that's where it starts to go down. And it's just the level of the water that's coming across from the fields and across from the Thames that's actually then settling within the road. And what we're doing, we're damming that area, and you probably sort of saw the big hoses that we put across the main areas. And then we're just, anything that's encroaching into the road, we're pumping back into the flooded area.
And have you had to rescue anyone?
Over the weekend, obviously, we had the school bus on the Friday, down near Farringdon, where we had to get 37 children out. And then we had water going down the main street in Charlgrove, where the brook had actually burst. And we got a high volume pump in there to get the brook down and actually sort of protect the breach. And we're also, I was talking to you a month ago about this, we're also still rescuing people from cars when they drive into floodwater. So big message going out there, don't drive into floodwaters. And also, if you've got things, I just listened to your last caller, in terms of things like flooded paths or flooded towpaths, just avoid them at all costs.